You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Point.
And you guys to start the show. Okay.
How we start off.
Time for you to winners. Time for you to dance.
That's the
time to get you two to start dancing.
The first real show of 2014, Radio for Winners, Tony, Don, Jeremy. The old gang is back together.
Yes, happy new year.
With a brand new intro. I don't know if you guys noticed before the start of the show.
It's a nice intro.
Well, actually,
it's not like the old intro, but we tacked up words in front of it.
Who do we have? What's the guy's name that does
our announcer?
Yeah, the announcer guy.
I believe that is Donathan.
Yeah. That guy's got a great voice.
Now, what do you think of the intro, Don? Do you like it?
I do.
Do you want me to play
of course
it
you
again,
like it, because so you're all over.
It
hey, you know what? I think the whole show should just be
Radio
that.
Radio for Winners. Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
And no one ever goes to these
good
places.
To see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I think
I like seeing
you guys.
I like this part, by the way.
I wish you as
well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
I do like it. But the song should have kept going, I think.
Did we actually air that part before or no?
We have.
I remember we did that, and afterwards we're like, why are we on a show? We should just stop. So, yeah, new intro for the new year.
See, I thought Don didn't like the intro because he's like, let's talk about the intro.
That's not, no.
It's because Don doesn't actually read our emails.
No, I do read your emails. I'm sorry, I don't respond to them right away, which I do like how you try to rope me into reading emails by putting in there, I bet Don doesn't read this email until Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
And Tuesday at 8, you're flipping around. You're like, oh, they sent me an email.
Son of a. And I get a little angry. Yeah, but no, I wanted to recap whether or not we liked the intro.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
Oh, look, more giving cables to people.
We definitely have not improved the technology.
Now, let me tell you right now, Don, the Beat Lab looks fantastic.
Looks nice, doesn't it?
I stopped over here on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, you did just stop over here on New Year's Eve.
For the party. And we'll,
I didn't go because I'm lame.
Yeah.
Well, we know that.
We'll talk about that in a second. But the Beat Lab is completely cleaned.
Completely
organized.
It does. Looks very good in here.
Don't go upstairs and don't open any of the cabinets right behind you.
Stuff will just fly out.
There's
nothing but semen upstairs.
I think there is upstairs semen.
Upstairs.
But yeah. But yeah, no, we clean it up for New Year's, which I got a text from you at... what time was that text sent?
Probably around 9-ish.
No, I'm going to go probably a little bit later, somewhere around
11:30.
About 10:30. And it went I can probably actually pull the actual text up, but that's too
late. Just wing it.
It went something like this.
I love you, Don.
Hey,
I can't stop thinking about you.
Hey, we're just going to pop by for a little while. We'll be there in a little while.
Well, the original plan, because we're
kind of like, I know the party's waiting for me to get there. And sorry that I'm sending this to you at 10:30, 11 o'clock.
I'm pretty sure if you've ever run to a party with Tony, there's no way the party was waiting for Tony.
Well, but inside Tony's head, I think that's what Tony felt that he was,
Everyone to wait. Don't open any drinks till I get there. Don't start any food.
Is anybody there yet? I know it's 11:45. I was just curious to see if anybody else was there.
I know it's a kid friendly party. Does it start at 11 or
12? We don't like it to show up if we're the only ones there.
Because I'm awkward at parties, I decided to do a new thing this year called party hopping, where we went to three different homes and hung out for a bit. And
now, are you considering my house a party?
Yes.
Because there was no one at my house. It
was
me and my wife and my kids.
You had a food platter.
I did have a food platter. I'm glad you guys came. Otherwise, I would have looked real sad.
Do you have a food platter?
He brought it out. He's like, here's some summer sausage.
I cut up sausage and cheese.
And it was just you and your wife.
Well, I mean, I knew Tony was coming, so I decided to make it more than it would have been. If it was just me and her, we were just taking, like, pass the sausage back and forth, taking bites out.
Because Tony loves summer sausage.
He ate this whole summer sausage.
I love the summer sausage.
I'm sorry we didn't have any at our party. I apologize.
He filled up in mine.
Which is why I got the text message at 10:45 or 11:45 saying, hey, sorry, we're just going to pop
by. The summer sausage is incredible.
Summer
I can't
sausage
leave yet.
At Jeremy's house is
Jeremy
amazing.
Jeremy and his wife are very entertaining, very funny people, so we almost got...
Oh, what does that mean?
It means that...
Unlike you and your wife, they're very entertaining people.
Now, my wife and I have to put together a comedy troupe to entertain guests.
We have skits and songs ready, do you?
Because we didn't have summer sausage.
So we sing the most amazing afternoon delight. You've never heard it. It's good.
Now I got to entertain Tony when he comes over now.
You do.
This is
That's why when
you
I got here today, he looked really sad. You guys were just hanging out talking.
We get to Don's
He was like, there's
place.
No dance number. There's nothing for me.
Actually,
here.
There was no dance floor, by the way.
I apologize.
I didn't request that.
Well, I cleaned the garage up, and nobody came out here to dance.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
It was just Don, like every other time we dancing.
I was out here singing Africa for my Toto, just by myself. No headphones, no microphone.
No music.
Nothing.
No, not karaoke, just
nope,
winging it.
Just a cappella.
Now, the nice thing about the New Year's Eve party is around 12, I'll say actually about 11:30, Don's kids clearly wanted to go to sleep. You could tell they were very, very tired, and Don refused to take them to bed.
You don't want to ruin the party. I get
well,
it.
Well, you know, when you have a party with adults that have kids and you say you can invite the kids, when the ball drops, by the way, which why can't we, with today's technology, why can't we 3D clone Dick Clark? Why I don't understand why we can't do
I
that.
I would rather, if they're going to do that, do the most recent Dick Clark.
Yes, yes.
If you're going to clone a 3D Dick Clark, don't get one that's together.
We need a 3D
the
Dick
The one that
Clark.
Randomly just says wrong numbers.
So when the...
Happy 2014.
It's horrible.
Oh, thank you. So when the ball drops, midnight happens, everybody says, yeah, Happy New Year, and then everybody goes, all right, see you later, and they leave.
Like, yeah, because if they have kids, you got to go home.
12:01, everybody's in their car
well,
on the way out.
That's because we're old.
The invite said 12:05, party ended.
So. Oh. Is that what time it is?
Your wife
said?
Was probably pushing everyone out the door.
She's probably trying to push everybody out the
and
door.
And plus, you guys started at 6 o'clock, right? That's
well, we
party.
Said you could start at 6 o'clock. Nobody came at 6 o'clock.
When did people start coming over?
Like 7:30.
Now, were there any people that were there? You were like, oh, I wish.
Outside of your own kids.
Or do they listen to the show and you can't
talk? No. I don't care whether they listen to the show or not. I mean, I can't. They listen
Your kids
to,
shouldn't listen to the
they
show.
They shouldn't listen to the show. The
this is not
show.
Appropriate. We're going to talk about a guy with two dicks later. I would not say this is kid appropriate.
That guy should have come to the show. Then he could have entertained Tony, and then Tony would have stayed longer, and it would have. We could tie summer
show
sausage.
Show me your dicks again.
Well, also
we could tie summer
a
sausage.
New year. I got to see it in 2014.
I also wasn't drinking, so it made it very
no,
tough.
No. No. There was everybody was there was fine. There wasn't anybody there that shouldn't have been there that I didn't like not being there. Mm-hmm. You know, I just wish that you would have come earlier.
I was still there for like 2.5 hours.
No, you were not.
I was definitely there. I got there around 10:30 and I left around 12:45.
Now you did stay, and your kind, lovely wife is a fantastic woman. That said, you know, everybody's leaving. She's like, "Let me help you clean up." And
I cleaned up as well.
I realize that, but your wife, you know, made sure to stop and help clean up. When you know, probably my wife and I would have just left that stuff there till
12:01 out.
Probably tomorrow. We just still
yes.
been sitting there.
If she hadn't mentioned it, I would not have helped.
Of course you would not.
I was trying
to sneak out the door when she was like, hey, let's help clean up.
But, you know, the interesting thing is our
friend... I don't have any summer sausage
no
here.
No summer sausage. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I think there's a 24-hour Safeway down the street.
There's no summer sausage.
Hey, you think Royal Farms still got that real fast and fresh fried chicken in 2014? Because I need to get some
They
of
better.
Interesting thing is our friend Moday was there as well.
I was going to ask if he came.
He did. He
oh, yeah,
showed
he
up early.
He sent me a picture, I guess. I
yeah,
knew he was here.
He sent you a picture of not what he was supposed to send you a picture of, by the way, which is a whole other story. But he left at the same time you did.
He also had the line of the night.
Which was?
Out loud in front of the kids, and there's a lot of kids there, and all everyone else. Hey, Don, you going to go beat off those dogs? I'm not even sure what the context of that was.
You don't need any context. That's a wonderful quote.
We were talking about, I think, watermelon, and then all of a sudden, John says something about going to beat off the dogs. And I was like, wow, no, I hadn't done that. But Tony, tell all the kids about Santa Claus again. They would love to hear that.
He's not real. Go to bed, kids.
Go beat off some dogs.
Go beat off some dogs. So overall, very good party. Had a lot of fun.
Thanks for inviting us over.
We enjoy having you, as always. Mm-hmm. We enjoy mm-hmm. having you.
Mm-hmm. I hope it's next year if we're still talking to each other by then. I will be able to come out.
You will not be able to come out.
I'm hoping that we're all still friends by the time we're ready to go to Vegas this year, because I'm putting it on the books. We're going to Vegas.
Yeah, no, September, October. We mentioned it. It's happening.
We're done. It's done.
And we have at least one other person coming to RFW Con in Vegas.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right.
Very excited.
Is that nobody we want to talk about now?
No, it's just a listener. So we'll have a listener that
wants
to go.
Very good.
They sent me an email. They're very excited about
it. Very good.
Initials MB.
That's true.
Because he has kids as well, and he wants to get away from his kids.
So even if we're not going, he'll say he's going, and he'll come up here.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine. Do you think which convention center do you think would hold all of our listeners?
A car, a cab. A cab could do it. Not even one of those van cabs, just a real cab.
God, that's a whole other story. Do you know how we fight over taking a cab? Hey, who wants to walk? I want to walk. You guys, well, no, we're going to take a cab. But I'm going
to
walk.
Well, the problem is I like to walk around Vegas at night because that helps me not spend the money I would be spending if I immediately got to a casino.
But then we took a cab the last time we were there and went to the
Grand Casino. No, that was the other one I was asleep
for. No, we went to the
casino. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was horrible.
Because they had the best craps odds or something. And then and everyone came back like, never go there. It was like in the way, way off strip. Not even in Vegas.
New Year's to Vegas.
I'm actually one of the guys who likes to walk. I don't like to take the cabs.
Yeah,
too
I know.
Expensive. Too
I
way
know.
Too expensive.
And that's before you were a fitness douche. Now it's just normal. Hey, man, if it's only 2 hours, I'll walk it.
But then
care.
You said, where we go to the buffet at the Bellagio.
Right.
And we walk there from where we stay. And it's not a close walk.
No.
It's
like a half mile.
But then we stuff our faces with everything at the Bellagio buffet.
Right.
And then we're like, hey, you know, it'd be a good idea if we walk back.
Well, we don't go right back to the hotel. Once we go to the buffet, that feeds you all night. And then you go off casino hopping.
Yeah.
Everyone that goes to RFW Con is going to see how fun this is. It's going to be a good time. We'll come up with dates later this year.
I need to go back
happening.
And take a crap, so I need to get out of there.
It's really fun. Jeremy will play. I will gamble the entire night, not talk to anyone.
No, I get very surly.
I will not gamble at all. I'll just walk around and not try to spend money. And then Don will just want to dance.
And by the way, note to self, not dance with anybody.
No.
Dance just, with
not
myself.
Not even in a place where people are dancing.
The best would be if I heard Billy Idol dancing with myself.
Oh, man, you'd tear it up.
I would tear it up.
I would probably do that, too, actually.
So send an email to rfwshow@gmail.com if you want to go to rfwcon.
RFWcon 2014. Yeah. Hey,
this way we could deduct our losses as tax losses.
And by the way, Jeremy usually blows all of his money in the first 2 hours of being there.
Before I get out of the airport.
Yeah, it's all gone. And then
I have to stop at an ATM. I'll be right back. I just have to make a phone call.
And for the next 2 days, we get to hear about how he's blown all of his money in the first 2 hours that he was
there. That is actually part of the show. Can it be a tax write-off?
It can be, only if this is an incorporated business, which it is not. But
could be by then. We have time.
We have time.
And we have lawyers.
And I believe that Las Vegas is very easy to incorporate in, so maybe our business will be based out of Las Vegas.
All right.
This will be great.
Bam.
I'm up for that. What I'm also up for is failing miserably at every resolution that I
I thought you were going to say a guy with two dicks.
That's what I'm in for. So you're good at failing miserably at everything?
At everything. Every resolution I set out for 2014.
We're recording this before the weekend, so it's the 10th.
Yeah.
So you're 10 days in and you've already lost all of your resolutions. I mean, yeah. I haven't done mine either.
Well, every health-related resolution, I've
I think the only one person here has actually followed their resolution so
I have.
Far. Look at that.
I have. I have not smoked.
Really?
Since New Year's. Have not. And...
But you were licking that cigar.
I really want the cigar.
Literally, you just had it out of the container and you were licking it.
I fondled it. Did you see the way
it was? Yet? It was erotic.
It was horrible.
I thought you were getting ready for the two dicks conversation.
And then I went jogging.
No
what?
Way.
I swear to you.
Whoa.
So listen to this. So I jogged.
I took a nap for 6 days.
Listen,
so I haven't smoked.
No, listen. I jogged 0.2 miles.
Hey, that's okay. You got to start somewhere.
I started 0.2 miles, wanted to kill myself, went in, read a book, took a nap.
That's about how it starts.
And I read a book.
I'm impressed. Were there words in it?
There were words. There's words.
It's like a whole new dawn.
Yeah. Very healthy.
Wow.
Look at that.
Nobody cares.
Reading a book?
I was reading a
not
book.
Not smoking? Look
it
at
was
you.
It was Cat in a Hat.
That's a good one.
I'm like the only person trying to have McDonald's wings.
You are the only person who's eaten that.
I've had them twice in the last 9 days.
Here we go.
And I have to tell you, they're fantastic. I think anyone who's not into them just doesn't understand how
are they the boneless
they
ones
are.
Or the ones with bone?
With the bone.
Have you been able to take the bones for DNA testing to see if they're truly chicken bones?
There's no chance they're chicken. They're probably more like
cat,
squid.
Squid.
An animal with no bones.
An animal with, not even an animal, but let's just say for argument's sake, and it is an animal.
It's an animal.
It's an animal with no bones.
An animal.
I am right body.
Just wrap it around a stick.
Squid bones.
I would not be shocked if that's what I had.
That is gross.
You know the bones that they use in the McRib? Yep, same bones.
Well, those aren't bones at all.
So, Jeremy, how have your New Year's resolutions gone?
I have not been very good at any of the things I said I was going to do. I started eating better until I went back to work, and now I've eaten worse. Every day I stop on the way in and get fast food breakfast because it's so good.
Mm. Now, how is this?
God, no, I want a sausage, egg, and cheese.
Oh, it's so good.
How is the polar vortex?
The polar vortex, it's a little bit cold, which is why I get the breakfast in the morning. I have to stop and get coffee, right? Because it's too cold. Mm-hmm. So I happen to accidentally get three breakfast sandwiches.
Three?
I'm a little hungry in the mornings, Don.
Wow.
I'm very hungry.
At McDonald's?
That's right.
How is your poop not running out of your body before you make it to the office? Coffee and three breakfast sandwiches?
I've actually crapped all over this chair since we got here. You have to throw it right out.
Jeez.
What sandwiches are you getting there?
It depends which one you go to. I like the Burger King.
He's getting the
The Burger King's the worst. No, breakfast sandwiches.
They've redesigned them. Have you been lately?
I won't go because every time I've had it, I've been in the bathroom immediately.
Oh, no. They're
later.
Good. They're
There's
good.
No
he gets
chance.
An all. It's an all egg white omelet.
No.
What is it?
That's just the regular.
I get a sausage on a croissant.
Yep. Bacon on a
bacon
croissant.
Bacon with sausage and cheese.
But I don't get the double. That's gross.
Extra slime on the side.
Mm.
It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
You're just jealous.
What do you get there?
The croissant sandwich.
How have they redone that?
They haven't had
a breakfast sandwich there in
the eggs are better.
Years.
They're fluffier eggs. I'm being totally honest and serious right now. They're fluffier eggs. The bacon has been more cooked.
More cooked.
Because a lot of times bacon anywhere is kind of raw. But no, it's fully cooked. And the croissant is a little more moist.
Mm. Moist croissant.
But you know, we did say we were going to have some more segments this year.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So I bring back the return of.
Yeah? The return of what?
The return of a segment at some point. Radio for Winners and the News.
Oh,
the time
all
of the week
right.
We talk about some current events. We tell you what we think so you have a little more information than you did before you listen, although probably not since none of us pay any attention to anything.
That's so terrible.
So good. I love it. And I'm never going to write down what it is. I'm going to make it up every time.
That is amazing.
So good.
That is amazing.
So there's a lot that's been going on.
A lot.
But the only thing that anyone seems to care about is, which we already touched on, how cold it is.
How cold is it?
It's so... Wow. Not ready for that.
No?
It's like a match game. Not prepared.
Sorry, man. Tony actually looked away from the microphone like, oh, my God. Yeah,
this is an embarrassing show. But no, it's been... Like, this week, it was, what, 1 degree one day before you put the wind chill in? And then
the
it was, like,
coldest it's been
degrees.
In 20 years.
It's very cold. Very cold.
Years. It wasn't really that cold.
It was super cold. I love the cold, though. Do you like the cold,
well,
Tony?
I'm a fat guy, so I love the cold.
That's true. Well, you're an ex-fat guy, but you still think you're fat.
I love the memes that, you know, are those things called memes? So they put them on
Facebook?
I don't
Facebook? Know where you're going yet. But they yes, if they put it on Facebook, it's probably a meme.
And what was it? A meme of somebody that said, oh, great. I'm real excited to see picture of your dashboard with how cold it is.
Oh, outside. Yeah. That's because everyone does that.
Yeah, but you know what? This year, I didn't see anybody do that.
I didn't see it either, actually.
Yeah.
Well, that's because neither of you guys have any friends on Facebook, and you don't even check it.
I do. I check it every day. I just don't post anything on it.
I'm on there constantly looking.
Literally, I just lurk. I like to look at pictures of your kids.
Say what? Let me take you upstairs to the beat lab.
I was so busy throwing boiling water off my balcony and having it fly back in my face and burning me that I didn't have time to check anything.
There was that and then the freezing bubbles. That was all over the place. Everyone's like, if you blow bubbles outside when it's cold. And of course, we tried that because my son loves blowing bubbles. He's 20. It's kind of sad, but he really likes it. So we went outside.
You didn't see the balloon marbles that we had in the front of our
bubbles
house?
Is a fan.
They didn't work.
Yeah, we got two to work.
We didn't get them. We didn't spend a lot of time on it. After like three attempts, I was like, this is stupid. It's cold. Let's go inside.
I mean, it takes a while for it to freeze. You don't just fill up a balloon with water and expect
I didn't do that. I thought you had to blow bubbles.
No. I'm talking about you take a balloon and you fill it up with
water. Oh, yeah, and then let the balloon pop later on and it freezes.
Yeah, and you got like big like bowling ball size marbles,
and those will be really helpful in 2014.
They such an ass.
But no, we tried that, it didn't work. But yeah, we didn't try the bowling water thing where it becomes snow.
I did that. It doesn't become snow. It just it turns into like steam.
Right. But people were burning themselves because they would get like gallons of it. Because
people were dumb.
Yeah. And they would throw it where the wind blew at them, which is also smart.
Yeah.
Super smart. They obviously have never peed standing up. You only do that a couple times before you learn your lesson.
Yeah.
Apparently never a Boy Scout.
Well, what else in the current news events?
This is news locally. The Redskins have hired a new coach.
Oh.
They
John Gruden from Monday Night Football. Like
no, Jay Gruden, his brother.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to do good.
I feel like Jeremy should play the theme every time we start a new topic.
A new topic
number two.
What else is new?
Well, there's a little bit more news we could bring up. The Redskins have a new coach, Jay Gruden, formerly of the Bengals, who have done really well this year, got to the playoffs 3 years in a row, didn't get very far in the playoffs, but they still got there, which is better than the Redskins this year.
I like how you got it all in before the song was out.
I know. I'm hitting the post backwards.
Yeah, it is.
I don't really care because I'm not a Redskins fan, but I'm glad that it's just a guy.
Yeah, but yeah.
I mean, he's got some experience. He's not like he's just some guy off the street, clearly. But it's not like they went out and found some guy, you know, like, oh, we're going to get Joe Gibbs back for the third time. It's going to be so good.
Yeah. That's whatever. Good luck, Redskins fans.
He'll be fired in 3 years.
Yeah. I was going to say, in 2 years, we can talk about how the Redskins have fired Jay Gruden on Radio
and how the Redskins have rehired Coach Joe Gibbs.
With Shanahan as offensive coordinator.
It's like Gilligan's Island.
Now, Don, were you watching a lot of football last weekend?
Yeah.
The big wall to
Watched it from start to finish. Start to finish.
I watched a lot. They were very good games.
My son kept asking where the Ravens were.
Their next game, son. Next game.
And I said, son.
They're watching the games just like we are.
Daddy's mural has turned out to be bad luck.
We're scraping it off.
Get yourself a roller.
We're just going to put a B at the front and scrape off the NS for the Braves.
Get yourself a paint roller and head out to the garage. Daddy will meet you out there.
The Bravens.
The Bravens.
I'm actually not really getting
Tony wrote it.
Probably pretty close. I'm not really into the games this year. There's really no team I like. Like the teams are left.
Every team I rooted for lost, by the way, just to FYI.
So well, then when we do our picks this week, I'll make sure to take
took Cincinnati. They lost. Who was it? New Orleans and who?
New Orleans was.
Philly.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't care about that though.
Yeah, I think I took Philly because it was outside. It was cold. I took Green Bay over San Francisco, and
I thought that was a good bet too, but.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a blowout or anything. All the games were really close except for the Bengals game.
What was the other one?
The other one was the Colts.
I took
we're really good at this.
Yeah.
The Colts and the Chiefs.
The Chiefs. I took the Chiefs.
We're professionals.
Yeah. We should have had this written down.
I think the Colts played
the Pelicans
or something.
The Ribbits.
How the teams are left. The only team I really guess.
The Ribbits.
I kind of want the Broncos to go all the way, I guess. We
picked them, if you don't recall, we picked them to go all the way the 49ers to go all the way. But I don't know if it's going to happen, though.
I like Peyton Manning. That's about the only reason. I'm not a big fan of the Broncos, though. That's the problem. I like the
Nobody's a fan of the Broncos. Everybody wants to see Peyton Manning have more Super Bowl championships than his brother, and they want to see him have more Super Bowl championships than Tom Brady. So
they're
going to put the argument
there.
He's our age.
Yeah, he is. It's like 38, 37.
No, we're all 22, Tony.
Oh, yes, I forget.
God. Jesus.
But he's our age. He's like the old guy in the league.
Why does he got to be old?
Because we're all old.
Oh, you're not very good at this. So let's this week. Now we're actually recording
this.
I like
the awkward silence.
That was awkward because I didn't know where you were going. You decided to take a drink in the middle of your sentence. You know, one more really important thing.
I was waiting for Huey Lewis to kick back in.
I was too.
I don't have a lot more news at this moment.
Well, this is the worst segment ever.
No, we did it last time. We have two.
You need
news
at least
items.
Three. You need three bullets, I think.
All right, we can do a third bullet.
Give
you
me
guys
a third,
ready for a third?
I'm
bullet?
Ready for a third bullet.
In 2014, so far, the most interesting thing I've ever seen is a guy with two dicks who went online and told everyone about what life is like when he has two working dicks. It's impressive. It's not like he has one dick and one stump, two working dicks. So that was fascinating. Did you guys see the guy on Reddit with two dicks?
I heard about it. My wife was actually reading to me about it, but I did not see pictures.
It was a
you
bedtime
have a picture?
Story. It's a background for my phone. Hold on. I got it set up.
Did you say it's a bedtime story?
It was a bedtime story.
And now, kids.
Just wanted you to know.
Story about
there's
Billy.
There's a guy with two dogs.
Billy was special.
But like I figured when everyone talked about it that it was like, oh, it's a guy with like a real dick and then like an old sad dick that doesn't do anything anymore. Like when someone that has like a
old
like
sad
an extra finger.
He's got a regular dick, then he's got old sad
super sad dick.
I just have an old sad dick. With Gilligan and old sad dick.
An old sad dick. Wow.
Old sad.
Where the hell's the picture?
I was say, how many pictures are you scrolling through over there?
Oh, I took all of them. Okay, so here's one. It's two dicks,
oh,
Don.
Oh my god.
It's clearly two dicks. Now explain. Don't they look like regular sized dicks?
And they're not circumcised.
No. Why would you be?
It looks like two cigars, and I really want that cigar.
Now you're licking it even harder. That's weird. Have you seen the picture of the guy with two dicks?
I've not seen it.
It brings a whole new meaning to the how you hanging.
Well, I will not be putting this up on RadioForWinners.com, but I will actually put a link to a picture.
Hanging to the left, hanging
to
the right.
Of my dick, but I'm just going to Photoshop it to us. So hope you guys fall for that.
God, he's pretty well endowed, too, and you said he was normal size.
I mean, well, okay. We just found something out. Yeah. But
that's what I'm saying.
But yeah, both dicks work. Apparently, he pees and comes at the same time.
They pee out of both dicks. Out of both of them?
Yeah. Now, you can hold one, you know, and then it shoots out of the other one. For some control. But, you know, it's pretty great. This is the most work-friendly episode of Radio 4
Winners.
That's
amazing.
Why is the guy just coming out now about his two dicks?
Yeah, how come he hasn't been on, like, a Dr. Phil or something like that? Because he didn't get any money to post that. Like, how come he's not trying to get any money?
I don't know, and I still don't 100% believe it. I mean, I believe that that is a picture of a man with two dicks. But then in the actual article...
No, that is a man with two dicks and a Post-it note stuck to his penis.
Well, that's to prove who you are. I always put Post-it notes on everything when I'm showing you. That's it's better than an ID. But the he has all these other, like, it was an open question and answer thing. So a lot of it was like, oh, you know, do people make fun of you and all this other stuff. But at some point he starts going into his actual sexual practices. And he's going like with eight people at once where he's like, oh, if I'm in two girls at once and then there's a guy behind me and then I'm in this other dude who's around my shoulders. And you're like, what? That sounds horrible.
Wow.
I don't want to have sex with more than one person.
He's got two turntables.
Two microphones. One turntable.
Wow.
How about that?
He's only got two nuts, though.
You know, I didn't see a picture of the nuts, but I'm pretty sure he just has two dongs and one sack.
How come they don't take one of them off? How come nobody did anything about that when he was a kid?
That was what everyone asked him. And he said his parents said that's how God made him. And he obviously had a point, a purpose. And he said he didn't like it as a kid because he got made fun of. But now that he's an adult with two working dicks, he realizes it's
worth
it.
But that's how God made him. But did God make him to have a man with his penis wrapped around his face while he's fucking two chicks?
You know what, Don? I don't want to get into that discussion. This is an open radio show for everyone. If you like to have a man wrapped around your shoulders while you're in two girls and a dude's in your butt, you can do that. That's the Radio for Winners pledge.
Terrible. All right, we're wrapping up.
Well, let's pick this week's playoff games. So we're gonna do this real quick.
He's ready to wrap up. Simmer down.
We're 10 minutes into the show. Tony got upset because
he hasn't
two dicks.
That much in the show tonight.
No, he doesn't want to talk about a guy with two dicks. What a loser. So we're picking these now, but the games will have actually gone on.
The jeans that guy we're wearing are the same jeans that Tony's wearing right now.
He's got them on now. Extra room. Extra room.
All right, what do we
got
for
the one dicked individual?
The morning routine is twice as much fun.
Wow.
And twice as quick. I gotta.
Yeah.
He crosses his hands. Yeah. Sits on himself two strangers. It's pretty sweet. So this weekend's games are actually going to have already gone on by the time anyone hears this show. So now you can see how awful we are at this in real time.
Okay.
This is great. So Saturday's game, Saints at Seahawks. Don.
Seahawks.
Don's taking the Seahawks. Tony.
Seahawks.
Tony's taking the Seahawks. I am also going to take the Seahawks. Not very exciting, but I don't know why you wouldn't in Seattle. Saturday night's game, the Colts at the Patriots.
Mm.
I go Patriots.
Okay, Tony's going Patriots.
I'm going to go Colts.
Look at that. Don's going Colts. I want the Colts to win, but I don't think they will. I'm going Patriots. Sunday's games, 49ers at Panthers.
49ers.
49ers.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Panthers, even though I don't think they will. I really want them to win.
Yeah, it's a toss-up for me, believe it or not.
I mean, originally we had picked, all of us had picked 49ers, Broncos. Different winners, but 49ers, Broncos at the Super Bowl, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Panthers are taking this.
Now, before we pick the last game, are you familiar with the Philadelphia Eagles superstition thing?
No.
So for the past, I think it was 4 years, whoever the Philadelphia Eagles have played in their first home opening game has gone on to win the Super Bowl. Okay. So whoever is the team that faces the Philadelphia Eagles at home first has gone on to win the Super Bowl. So you can trace it back to the Giants.
I'm not going to take the time to follow that, but I'll check it up before I put the blog on.
Right. So here's the team that has played the Eagles first at home this year was the San Diego Chargers.
So you're going to take the Chargers, huh?
I might have to take the San Diego Chargers just to see if the bet actually goes through. I'm going to take the Chargers.
Well, since before you said everything you picked last week was wrong, I'm going to go with the Broncos. Also because it's the Broncos at home.
I want the Broncos to win because I would like Peyton Manning too.
I would, but I also wouldn't be surprised if they lose this game. I mean, the Broncos...
Peyton Manning coming off a bye week is never a good thing. Never a good thing. Tony.
Chargers, Broncos. Tony. So there you go. You could have watched the game or just check online and see how bad we are at this. I'll also post it on RadioForWinners.com.
I like it.
So now we're done with the show for today, Tony?
I think we're done.
Okay. Good to hear.
Oh, who's this?
This is The Hives.
This is Jeremy. You can tell this is Jeremy's music because it's always more upbeat and it doesn't sound extremely.
It's not just a guy crying.
It's not like a flamboyant, like the music I choose.
It's not Toto?
It's not Toto. Yeah. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.